The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a recurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm Dalton, and today I'm joined by Aiden, Avery, and Mr. Colicchio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Glad to be here.
And today we're going to be talking about some of the clubs here at Taconic. So would any of you like to go first?
I do anime club with Mr. Colicchio, and I do D&D club with Ms. Clegg. That's the main clubs I'm in right now.
I did a lot of both of Mr. Colicchio's clubs, being games, 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 and anime. That was the clubs that I a lot
And then you're never here anymore.
I don't have a ride, sadly.
That's okay. It's not a sign up. Anybody can drop in or drop out whenever they like. It's not a commitment. It's not a class.
No, you sign up. You have to be here.
You have to be here.
You have to be here every week.
There is no mandatory attendance. I love to see you when you guys come out, but I get you have lives outside of clubs and school. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's it like running the clubs, Mr. Colicchio?
Running the clubs has honestly been the single best thing that I've done here at Taconic. I'm so glad that I did. My first year coming here, I didn't run any clubs because I was new to Pittsfield, new to the area, just trying to get my feet under me. Relatively new to teaching in general. I did a year of teaching in Hudson, Massachusetts. That was my first year of teaching in my own classroom, and then coming here, sort of getting things under me. I didn't want to take on too many additional responsibilities, but my second year, I decided to run the Games, Games, Games Club because kids came up to me and a Games, Games, Games Club had existed. I didn't name it. I want to be clear about that. I would have just called it Games Club, but I inherited the club. Some kids came up to me and were wondering if the club existed, and I said, well, it used to. If we're looking for somebody to run it, then yeah, I can host it. And thankfully some staff reached out. They gave some board games that they had. I made a couple of trips to Goodwill to pick up some cheap games for the club ourselves. I'm a massive nerd, so I had some to donate for my own collection. And pretty quickly we had a big stockpile and word got around. There were a few kids who had been in the club the year before who showed up, some kids that I'd never met before, who were just excited to see that the club was back up and running, and word spread and more people came, and it was really kind of no work on my part through the students just talking to each other and spreading it. The club grew and grew. And then last year, Finn, one of your fellow Taconic TV students,
yep,
came up to me and he wanted me to run an anime club because Taconic just didn't have one. So at the end of last year, I got the paperwork in. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the club up and running because part of running clubs is that it is a position that the school has to put money aside for. There's a stipend that goes into it. Really just making sure, like, as far as legal liability goes, that I'm still an employee of the school while the club is going on because it's outside of regular school hours. So I put in that paperwork. Told Dr. Bishop, who was our principal at the time, this is something that I want to happen. We submitted it. You know, they budget for clubs and things. And then this year, at the start of the year, we were finally able to get it off the ground. And again, like what happened with Games, 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 I did a little bit of promotion, but really most of it was just students reaching out to their friends and, you know,
Finn
talking to people and saying, hey, you should come to Anime Club.
I think I did some good promotion.
You know, yeah, you both of you guys helped as well. Yeah. And getting, you know, an announcement out that got some general interest, talking to my students in my classes. But really, a lot of it has just been students sort of taking the initiative and talking about what they want to do in the club. And that's really what it's all about, that, you know, I'm there to facilitate, to make sure that, you know, we're covered. We've got an adult there. But really, the more hands-off I can be and just let kids run, let students run what the club is and what happens in there, that is what it's all about. That's what I love to see. That's what I'm hoping continues to happen as well.
I mean, I loved seeing more people join the club. You know, I got more people to beat at Yu-Gi-Oh! That was great.
myself included.
Yeah.
Oh boy, definitely, ego inflator.
Definitely showed us,
yep,
some lessons
the last
there
thing you needed.
I'm the most humble man in the world.
No, is it April Fool's Day still?
But yeah, so like I was there when you guys were like forming Anime Club. So mm-hmm. I was there for like the process of Finn being like, yo, we really need Anime Club.
Finn was always talking about it last
like,
year.
We're trying to get this off the ground. You were like, I remember you talking about how you were like, before it was like officially a clip, you were like, I'm looking at a loophole. Maybe I can get games another day on Thursday. And it's definitely games, you know?
Right. So there was the possibility like, okay, I could, you know, we wouldn't get the, you know, I don't want to call it a budget because it's not technically, it's a stipend. It's meant to pay the people who run clubs. I don't want to put out false information that there's a club budget. I treat it as a budget because I think that's just a good strategy, and it gives me, you know, things that we can put towards the club. Whatever money we're able to raise, donations or anything is of course welcome.
Well, yeah, we did draft play, so there's obviously
get. Stipend that money went towards for our games club, being able to do a Pokemon draft, being able to do a Yu-Gi-Oh draft. It just bought for us some Warhammer figures to play.
Oh,
some,
yeah.
Some kill
Lucas,
team.
Lucas has some.
So I'm super excited for that. That was my weekend. I was in my kitchen while it was rainy and gross, just gluing these little tiny minis together and putting Terrain together so that we could play this week. It was probably, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, is probably about 10 hours worth of just gluing little plastic pieces
minis
together.
Oh my God.
To create this for us to play.
It didn't even take me that long to build my Ava.
Well, these pieces are, to put it into perspective, the arms on each of these figures is about 1 millimeter or so. Mm-hmm. So there's a point where I was trying to magnetize the arms so that they could detach and you could swap different loadouts. You could have different equipment, different weapons to use in the game, which I thought would be super cool to be able to have them on magnets to swap it out. I'd seen videos online. But I went to go put this little 1 millimeter magnet inside the arm of one of the figures, and it just like fell out, shot across my kitchen. It didn't work.
Oh, God.
So I was at that for a little bit, trying to glue that in place until I finally gave up. I glued it all together. I think it looks really, really cool. I wasn't quite able to do that. But yeah, it was probably about a 10-hour investment going through. It was just a big box. I mean, if you see the box, it's probably about maybe 2.5 or 3 feet wide by about a foot and a half tall. And it was filled to the brim, pretty much bottom to top, of just these little tiny plastic pieces that are about 1 millimeter or 2 millimeters wide going through these. If you've ever put together a model kit or anything like that, just skinning through these individual pieces, trying to match up numbers, glue them, put them together. It was a blast. I loved it. You know, it's a hobby that I've done since I was a kid. So to be able to do it and share it with the club was amazing. And you know, that's my personality, that I can hang out in a kitchen and glue,
I could never
glue together
be
minis
to
and
do
be
that.
And be totally content. Like, I had a smile on my face. Well, I'm not going to say I had a smile on my face the whole time, because there were a couple of times where maybe some colorful language came out of my mouth as small
as
pieces
plastics
flew across the kitchen. I had to, you know, hunt them down.
Just flips the box over.
I'll say like 95% of the time there was a smile on my face while I was putting it together.
Yeah. We don't talk about the other 5.
The other 5%. Well, let's just say it's a good thing there probably weren't any students around to witness. Maybe not my
Mr. Clickio's crash out.
Exactly.
Mr. Clickio
crashed
out over Warhammer.
I might have been a little bit close, maybe.
On the verge, teetering
over the cliff edge.
The crash out. If there's one thing I remember from games that like makes me wish I would come back and could come back more often, is like, I remember last year when we used to play fighting games, and I would play a lot of Guilty Gear.
Yeah, so it's actually, it's something that's happened a little bit this year too. I had one of my seniors in one of my classes come in, and he had a whole, I don't even know what to call it. It's a fight stick.
It's an arcade stick.
But it has all the games built into the actual stick itself. Ooh. So it was a basically an emulation system that had 500, 1,000 games of pretty much all dedicated to fighting games.
Ooh.
And while games didn't start out, Guilty Gear is on there. Yeah. It didn't start out as a video game club because we had a couple of video game clubs last year. We had, let's see if I can remember all of them.
I know
we
actually,
had
fun fact
a
about video game
Super
clubs.
Smash Bros. Club. We had an esports club, and I think we also just had a flat video game club. I know we had we had at least two, maybe three. I don't. That's my own.
I only remember one, but I do remember there was one.
But there were a couple of them, and now this year, none of those were around. So I didn't officially promote it as such, but you know, games. Games is in the title three times. If I didn't allow video games, what kind of club would we be?
Yeah.
So it hasn't been our main focus.
Games.
But there have been a couple of times where people have come in. games. Yeah, just do.
It's like that one Pro ZD Vine where he's like, why two Gabbas? Why only one Gabba? It's Yo Gabba Gabba. Why two Gabbas?
So while it's not our main focus, yeah, video games have creeped into the club as well. There have been some days where some folks have just played Minecraft, and that's what they wanted to do with their time. I don't tell anybody what they can or can't
playing
do.
Playing Aria of Sorrow on my phone.
As long as it's as long as it's school appropriate, as long as people are respecting each other, it really doesn't matter. You know, sometimes there are people who even will show up to the club and just like hang out and work on a homework assignment, and then they'll play a game of Uno for 5 minutes, and that'll be their game club experience. It's really not a heavily structured thing. You know, I try to provide as many options as possible, but I don't want it to feel like a class. I want it to feel like fun and, you know, taking suggestions from people. That's why we had the Yu-Gi-Oh! Draft. You know, Avery, you came up to me and said, hey, here are some sets that we might be able to use for this. And, you know, I leaned on you guys. You guys know more about some of these games.
Well, Jax wanted the Utopia cards, and I wanted an Albion. And I got an Albion, so I was happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys know more about it. So I was able to pick your brains and say, hey, I trust you. What is, you know, what's a good set for you guys who know how to play the game well, and for some of the others who might just be playing Yu-Gi-Oh! For the first time, what's something that's gonna work for all of us? And we came up with, I think, a pretty good solution. I mean, I got absolutely smoked. I didn't stand a chance.
It was me and Jax at the finals, I'm pretty sure, like it was expected to be.
I didn't stand a chance in playing it, but I had a blast. And I know talking to some of the other students and their kids who hadn't played Yu-Gi-Oh! Before, even if they might not have done super well in tournament, everybody had fun with it. With Pokemon as well, you know, same thing. That's a game that I personally know more about, but finding something that we could all enjoy and play was super cool. I'm hoping that we can do one more before the end of the year, possibly a Magic draft, which I don't know a whole lot about Magic the Gathering. I've played a little bit over the years.
I don't know any of them.
I'm trying to get into a new TCG recently.
Well, if you are interested in Magic the Gathering, we're talking about trying to do one more draft before the end of the year. Jax also just came to me the other day and was talking to me about which sets we could potentially use for that. So
every card is just Black Lotus.
I mean, if you can afford that, sure. if we want to print copies of it, if you want to use proxies, yeah, you can have a whole deck of Black Lotus. I don't think it's going to work for you.
I just think it's a funny card because I heard it's broken. That's all I know.
It is.
It's like the
Pot of Greed of Magic the Gathering.
It is, yeah. And it's at this point, it's kind of a meme. Like Magic is coming out with a new set. They're collaborating with everybody.
SpongeBob.
But they're coming up. There is a SpongeBob set coming up, but they have a specific Deadpool
set that's coming out.
And in that set is a Black Lotus that's like Deadpool. It's meant to be Deadpool, like crossed it out with Sharpie and made it his own sort of custom card. I forget exactly what it is, but on there I think it says like this one is better. Like it's the Deadpool's edited version of that card. So yeah, it's
Magic the Gathering sounds like a fever dream.
Yeah.
Like that sounds like a universe where you could see like SpongeBob get shot in broad daylight by Deadpool.
That's just Fortnite.
I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty close
not yet.
At this point.
Soon, but not yet.
The game's been around for longer than I've been alive.
It's been around longer than Yu-Gi-Oh! And Yu-Gi-Oh's been around since like the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, like now Yu-Gi-Oh! That one I remember. That one I've been
Well, that would have been your era.
My grandparents actually got the VHS promotional copy of This Is a New Show That's Coming to United States Television. They got it in the mail. I had no idea what Yu-Gi-Oh! Was. And my grandmother, I called her Mimi. She's no longer with us, but gave me the VHS copy of this. She's like, hey, we got this in the mail. You might like this. I had no idea what it was. I popped it in.
And then you saw the best
show
of all time.
This show is super cool. So I watched it and got into Yu-Gi-Oh! That way. So that one I'm familiar with. Magic, though, I played a little bit over the years, but it is really a fever dream, especially now. They have a Ghostbusters collab. They have a SpongeBob collab. They have a Deadpool collab.
He heard Ghostbusters, man, locked in.
Oh my goodness. I can't even remember all of
Deadpool's
them.
Deadpool's the one I
locked basically
in
for. Think of any nerd adjacent franchise, and there's probably a magic set for it now with
more
on the way. I might be making this up, but I think there might be like an Avatar the Last Airbender.
I think there is. There's, I remember hearing about that.
You know, different TV shows and movies and things are all showing up. There's the Lord of the Rings one, which is super cool.
Oh, yeah, because there's the one of one.
Yes, Post Malone bought the one of one, the one ring card because he's a big Magic fan. So there's so many things in that game.
Crazy. So like the specific TCG that I'm looking to get into, I'm not sure if you heard about it. It's called Union Arena.
I haven't played much of it.
It's because they have Code Geass.
Gotcha.
This is a segue.
Here we go.
This is a segue.
Here we go.
So Union Arena, I'm gonna plug it real quick.
Strap in.
Is Bandai's another attempt at a TCG? And they're taking a ton of anime franchises that they have rights to, and just mashing them all into one card game. And they decided to put my personal favorite anime, Code Geass, as one of the franchises.
I mean, that sounds to lead. Super cool that they're...
And I want to play a Lelouch deck, so I'm looking into that. I'm trying to get Finn into it so I can get more people to play with me.
Are sets actually out now?
Yes, they have, I believe, the Demon Slayer and the One Punch Man sets are the big ones that are out right now.
Cool.
Code Geass has its booster packs released.
Gotcha.
But a lot of it, like, it doesn't have, like, a starter deck or... The booster boxes are apparently supposed to come out in, like... August or something. I'm trying to look more into it. I don't know a ton yet.
Well, if you find out more about it, I would love to play at Game Club.
Yeah.
I also found out
because I want to make a Lelouch deck
that a Gundam card game.
Ooh, I want to get more.
Is out or is coming out soon?
Is it Bandai?
I don't know. I know Mana Crypt in Pittsfield down the street from here is having. I think on Saturday is having a like learn to play the Gundam card game. Do they sell Union Arena? I think so.
We're gonna
quote me on that.
I mean, like I could go check it out. Like I could try to ask my mom about it.
Yeah, they're an awesome store though. I would.
They're the one right next to like the park, right?
Yeah, they're right near Clap Park. And
yes,
the people who run it are amazing. Shout out to them. I've gotten a number of things for our club. They're actually where we got the Pokemon cards from. And
sick.
Gave it to us, you know, at their cost because they knew that it was for students. So they're awesome. Local business I will support until my last breath.
I will definitely rather go to a local awesome, business awesome than some giant corporation.
Yeah, it just feels better than
don't get me started, you know, on my radicalism.
Buying
oh God, no. You know,
not to get political on our podcast, but it feels better than buying from Amazon or a faceless big box store.
Absolutely.
You know, even buying from Walmart or Target or whatever to be able to
Politicast.
look the owner in the eyes and know that, you know, they're there
chill like that
for the community and you know, any one of you guys or me, if you step in there, they'll help you with whatever questions you have, whatever you need, a place for people to play locally, just to chill, hang out. You know, you walk in there, you'll see people who are just hanging just because it's a place to be. Any given day of the week, you'll see people playing games in there. Like it's basically the evolution of Game Club. Like, right, what happens when you're not in high school? Where do you go to play these games? Well, you go to your local game store, and they're an awesome space for that kind of thing.
So trying
the
to look
nerd
more
talk is crazy.
Yeah. Trying. Well, it's going to continue.
The huge side tangent.
Looking more at the other club you run, Anime Club. Let's just start off with an easy one. What are your favorite anime?
My favorite anime. So believe it or not, despite the fact that I run Anime Club, shamefully, I don't know as much about anime as I would like to.
Yeah.
And part of that goes back just to accessibility of anime. When I was a kid growing up, anime was whatever you could watch on TV. Netflix and Crunchyroll and all these streaming services didn't exist. YouTube didn't exist until I was in high school.
It was just Toonami.
Toonami was my exposure to anime. Unless you count before school watching Pokemon. Pokemon kind of exists in this sort of area.
And Yu-Gi-Oh sort of exists.
Is it anime? Is it not anime? But
is that weird in between?
Really, truly considering anime, Dragon Ball, the original Dragon Ball was my first exposure to anime, and it was watching that on Cartoon Network, on Toonami, whenever it aired out of order, Had no idea what episode was going to be on any given day, because by the time they were showing it, it had already been running for a couple of years, maybe even a decade in Japan. So they were airing just whatever episodes they could. I got into Dragon Ball Z when that came to the United States, and that they would air more frequently. The time slot was, I think, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, something like that. It was one day a week that it was at a specific time, and I distinctly remember wanting to get home in time to watch it, because if you missed it, then you wouldn't be able to watch that episode for the week, and you just have to fill in the gaps. So I loved what I saw. I just didn't have a whole ton of access to it, and it wasn't really until later that I started getting into anime, and I started thinking about, okay, maybe I should go back and
watch. Did you ever finish Cowboy Bebop?
These classics. I have, yeah. And okay, I love thank Cowboy God. Bebop.
Okay, great.
But I didn't watch Cowboy Bebop when it was.
So I remember last current. Year you were like, I didn't finish Cowboy Bebop.
And I was I did go back and watch it. But now there's this massive backlog of all of these shows that I have to watch. And there's so many things coming out every single day. You know, every day, one of my anime club kids comes up to me and says, hey, Mr. C, you should watch, you know, whatever this show is. Hey, did you see the new episode of this thing, of that, you know, and you scroll these streaming services and there's just hundreds, there's thousands of shows.
Finally
thousands
renewed my Crunchyroll subscription after years, and it's like, I get that. There's so much.
It's just it's like, what is any of this? So I'm glad that, you know, Anime Club has exposed me to some shows and some good student recommendations.
Yeah.
Some of them serious, some of them silly.
The vending machine.
Vending machine, yeah.
Let's see if I can remember the title of that show.
Reborn as a Vending Machine, I Now Wander the Dungeon, or something like that.
Reborn as a Vending Machine, I Now Wander the Dungeon. Has something no like that. Right to be as good as
it's peak.
Is.
It's peak. It has
it
no reason to be, but it's
an
peak.
Such an absurd concept.
Don't listen to them.
But
it's so stupid, but it's so good.
I enjoyed every minute of that show, and that was 100% student recommendation.
There's also this like 4'6" girl that just suddenly carries a vending machine on her back.
Yeah, well, she's a barbarian.
With zero struggle. She just walks like normal. I just love that.
She's just really strong like that.
Yeah. Every time you mention the vending machine anime, all I could think about is Cherim anime by Prozody. That's all I could think about.
Oh, God, no.
So being exposed to all those animes in Anime Club has been awesome for me. And I know a lot of people who have come to Anime Club, you know, they might not watch something, and kind of having that environment where we share what people watch. We just actually this week, there's voting going on for the anime awards that's been put out by Crunchyroll. And this
Can I vote for Solo Leveling in every category?
We did vote for Solo Leveling.
Did you guys watch Solo Leveling?
I watched more of it on my own.
It's my personal favorite anime to come out within like the past, not decade, but like 5 years.
It is really
best,
well
my favorite anime.
A lot of it was like Solo Leveling or Demon Slayer. A lot of it was for that.
If you look at
Finn was talking about like
all.
Well, I'm the big Solo Leveling guy, because I have the Sungjinu shirt. I have the first volume. I'm trying to collect more.
Yeah, the second we got to like best animation, Finn was like Demon Slayer immediately. Demon Slayer.
Well,
we were like,
so
why?
Obvious.
And then he played like the latest episode, and I was like, yeah, I see why. Demon Slayer.
Soul Level has a lot of good.
It was cool to see all of you guys make
that explosion was insane.
To make a case for,
so I need to vote for it now.
Why things should? I think the voting is going on daily, but it was really awesome for me as a teacher to see you guys to gush a little bit about the cool things that happen in the club. To see you guys defend your favorite anime, to be so passionate about
Code
something
Geass.
And say, no.
Vending machine!
Right, this is best animation. Let me teach you. Let me school you. Let me tell you why this particular show deserves to win in this category. Oh, this is the theme song. Mr. Colicchio, look up this. Play this.
Leveling deserves to win. Leveling deserves to win. Leveling deserves to win.
We went with Dandadan,
it's TXT.
Sorry.
It's TXT and the guy who
we
made the AOT
Bling Bam Bam
soundtrack.
We had to go for that.
That's fair, but it's TXT and the AOT composer, bro. It's so good.
Still.
Okay, maybe I'll vote for
Dandadan.
Vote for Solo Leveling every chance you get. Do it.
Every single chance I get.
Do it. It's out. Do it for Alex Lee. No, if you're not going to do it for me, do it for Alex Lee.
Right.
Do it for the national treasure that is Arise.
I'll take it under advisement. It's just awesome to see. You know, and some people will come in and say, like, oh, I really don't like this show. Like, oh, I don't want to watch One Piece.
Wait,
One Piece is so...
D1 One Piece hater right here.
you know, leaving it
just
up
don't
to
bring
that,
the moon down.
Leaving it up to that democratic process. We try to spread it out, watch a little bit of,
I just don't
of
watch
everything.
It.
Everybody gets a little bit of something that they want to watch as their voice heard. And I think we've got a pretty good balance of shows that we're watching. You know, it means that we don't necessarily get through an entirety of one show or even one season of a show.
We watched one episode other than of Bleach when I was there. Yeah. I don't think you've watched a single episode since because
I'm
the one Bleach fan in that entire.
But we watched a pretty widespread of of shows.
I never was like someone who liked anime. Like I one time got like the flu over a weekend and watched like, I don't know, a third of a season of Naruto, and then I never touched the show again. Well, I never touched a
watch
single
Code Geass, bro.
Show
I will
again.
Watch Code Geass with you. I've seen Code Geass like 7 times. We can watch it, bro.
Yeah, I watched like a third of a season of Naruto. I saw Kakashi, and then I stopped having the flu, and I was like, okay, bye.
And you,
I just gave up on Naruto
stopped
immediately.
After seeing like the most handsome man in all of anime? What?
Okay. No. just no.
It's Kakashi.
Yes, but no. Yes, but no. Yes,
I mean,
yes, but no.
You're entitled to your opinion, but beyond the looks of the characters.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying no.
The story.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying no.
The story of Naruto is worth watching, despite how cheesy
I do want to watch it again.
Maybe,
it's just like,
I don't know, maybe how dated it is.
A lot of the big three is just a slog together.
I feel like I can't just like sit down and watch
it
anime.
It is a really fun show. There is a lot of filler. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't necessarily need to be there.
Code Geass is 50 episodes and all of them matter and they're all peak.
Okay.
I'm going to sell Code Geass as many times as I can.
Fair enough.
This entire podcast is just going to be one big blaring, like, glow up sign.
Watch Code Geass.
Flashing constantly. It's just going to be, watch Code Geass.
Yeah, because you should. It's good. It's the best anime.
It's the only thing he's going to talk about for the rest of this podcast.
Fair enough.
Very important.
Yeah.
Mr. Clickio, I do have one question for you. Or, I guess, technically two. But you talked about how someone came up to you last year proposing anime club. Has anyone else come up to you proposing any other clubs? And if not, are there any other clubs that you would like to host?
I haven't heard too much me specifically, people coming up to me asking about clubs. I have heard some people asking for certain clubs, asking for certain things, but selfishly, you know, my personal bandwidth, I don't think I can carve out another day of the week to run a third club.
That's fair enough.
But absolutely. I mean, go up to, if there is a club, I would say this to anybody. If there's a club that you as a student would like to see happen, I'm sure that there is a teacher here who would be willing to host that club. If you show passion, if you show initiative, hey, I want this thing to happen. There is likely someone who would be a good fit for that club, right? Photography club, is run by someone who enjoys photography. We had a number of different clubs. There is a Spanish language club that is where they watch Spanish films and just talk about it. All of these clubs are really at their core what students are looking for. So if there's a gap, if there's something that doesn't exist, the only way we're going to know, the only way that we as teachers are going to know is if students are vocal about it and say, hey, I really wish there were a croquet club. Like, let's find somebody to run a croquet club. I really wish there were a whatever.
Gundam club.
Right. I really wish there were a Gundam club.
That'd be sick.
I really wish there were a basket weaving club, right? Whatever it is. If you are passionate about, I'm certain that there is someone in this building who would want to make it happen. Because I can say as a teacher, it has been the most rewarding thing that I've done is running these clubs. If I had time, you know, I would run a club every single day of the week.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, as big of a nerd as I am, I do have a life outside of school.
Oh my God, teachers have a life outside of school. I thought you just like power down.
I don't. I'm not a vampire.
Incorrect.
I don't.
I am a vampire.
What do you mean you don't live at the school?
You don't sleep in your classroom?
I don't sleep
what are you
in
talking
my classroom.
About?
But truly, if students go up to teachers and say, hey, I'd really like this club to happen, I'm certain that there is someone in this building who would make that happen, who would make that work. So that would be my message to anybody. I haven't heard a whole ton, but anybody who wants to get a club up and running, go for it.
Yeah.
I think that's a phenomenal way to sort of end this podcast and our show. I think that's a very good message to end with.
So It's definitely inspirational.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm so happy to be here. This is my first time in the studio. Hopefully not my last.
Well, hopefully we can get you back for maybe something else if you got anything else running again.
But this was super cool. Thanks for asking about clubs. It's the first time I've really talked extensively about it, and I'm excited to.
I mean, sounds like it's been your favorite experience as a teacher.
It has, absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to thank Aiden, Avery, and Mr. Colicchio for taking time out of their busy day to join us and talk about the clubs here at Taconic. And thank you to our listeners for tuning on WTBR, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at taconictv@pittsfield.net. And we hope you'll join us next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of the Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This week featured Aiden, Avery, and Mr. Colicchio. And the show is produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in April of 2025.